Zeche Nishmas Avi Mori Yaakov Ben Yisrael Pinchas Zeche Nishmas Daniel Shein Abbas Yehoshua Falk. Good morning, everybody. How are you?
Good morning.
Okay, good to see everybody. Today we're starting the new packet, Pikuach Nefesh Packet Yud Aleph. Hold one second, please. Hello. Okay, I'm about to start a shiur. I'll call you after the shiur, okay? Okay, good. Okay. We're all familiar with the pasuk in Chumash on page 2 here. V'shamru v'nei Yisrael es ha-shabbos. Pasos es ha-shabbos l'dor som bris olam. Right? And there are a lot of things said on this pasuk of v'shamru v'nei Yisrael es ha-shabbos. And so let's take a look on page 4 in the Gemara in Yuma of Pei Hamad Beis. The Gemara says, Rav Shimon ben Manasseh Omer v'shamav ne'isel as ha-shabbos Amra Torah chalel alav shabbos achas kidei she'yishmor shabbosos harbe. In other words, the Gemara has a lot of different drushes as to what is the makor that pikuach nefesh is mutter for, you know, in the case of sakah pikuach nefesh with mechal Shabbos. So what's the source of this? So we had different makoros. We had v'chai bohem. We had the source by Mila, that if you Mila's one aver, and we're Michal Shabbos for one aver, so certainly for the whole guf we're Michal Shabbos. So there are a lot of different drushes as to what is the source of the fact that we can be Michal Shabbos for pikuach nefesh. So the Gemara says, Rav Shimon Manasseh Omer, v'shamru ne'isel es ha-shabbos, Omer Torah chalel alav Shabbos achas, kidei she'yishmor shabbosos harbe. That we say that you should mechal one Shabbos. This way you'll save the guy's life. Then he'll be able to keep a lot of Shabbosim in the future. So, Chalel Alav Shabbos Achas, Kidei Sheyishmor Shabbosos Harbe. Now, the simple pshat, you know, one could ask, what about a person who's not a Shomer Shabbos? Would we say there we can? We're not Mechal Shabbos? So, we could have a separate packet on that. And what if the person won't live till, in other words, anyway, he's in a critical condition. So we want to mechal Shabbos, so we could be able to, so he should be able to keep many Shabbosos. But what if it's clear that it's only going to be an issue of Chai Shah? In other words, a person will be able to keep, he'll live another day, another whatever, but I'll pee derech hatevo, maybe even a few hours more, or so therefore would we say, therefore don't mechal Shabbos for him? So the Gemara has this drasha, chalel alav Shabbos achas kidei sheyishmor Shabbosos harbe. So how literal do we take it? How literal do we take this drasha of Chalel Olav Shabbos Achas, Kidei Sheyishmor Shabbosas Harbe. I would have thought, for sure, you know, it's not meant to be taken literally. You know, it means, you know, he'll Yuchal Shvi Shabbos, then he'll be able to keep, you know, live longer. And, even if he... What? Hello? That's what I would have thought. Not to take it literally. However, there is a very famous piece in the Or Chaim HaKadosh. Take a look on page 3. He says, "All your tzel zar derchei motzai marti l'chol shmor ish Yisrael afilu be'erch kovet Shabbos dafka lasos perish ba'adam shi'eshna begeder amod lasos aval mi shevadei lo yakum v'lo yagia l'Shabbos l'shomro hagam shirfus elu yo'ilu l'shaus ol yomim lo yichalu alav Shabbos." So this is one of the most famous, I would say, you know, controversial comments of the Or Chaim HaKadosh. That even Rabbi Wadevsky said from Rav Soloveitchik was very taken by this, you know, and many Achronim were taken by this questioning, is this really the halacha? Because the Or Chaim HaKadosh is saying, is lasos es ha-shabbos. So he has to be in a situation where he could be able to get up and keep Shabbos and do Shabbos. But Avamisha Vaday Lo Yakum on the top line, Velo Yagia L'Shabbos L'Shomro, Hagam Shirfus Eil Yilu L'Shos Oliyomim. That was maybe I'm going to do something to be Mechal Shabbos and keep him going for a couple of more hours, a couple of more days. But You're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for him. Well, and so this is the big chiddush of the Or Chaim HaKadosh. So in the Milchas Chinuch on page 6, it says here, V'herali lamden echad. So the Michas Chinuch says, a lamden, one lamden echad, showed me, b'sever achayim ala Torah, b'parshut kisiso, ala posig v'shomru, o yirtel zel derech emosa, yamarti l'chal lishmor ish Yisrael, afil erech kavad ha-shavs, daf galasos, perish ba'odim sheyesh no begeder amod lasos. Avmi shevadai lo yokom v'lo yagir l'shabes l'shomru, Hagam shirfus elu yil shoso yomim lo yichal av shabbos. That's the Or Chaim. So says the Michas Chinuch from this v'hu tamua. He says it's very difficult, very wondersome. The mevor bedvar dal chayi shah ain mechalim az el av shabbos. But lachora, according to this, in other words, we know that there's a concept of chayi olam and chayi shah. We'll speak about that more. In other words, obviously, like the Svarim, right? Everyone, no one's living infinite life. But this Chai Olam, it means, you know, indefinite. No, you know, Baruch Hashem, he's well, so it's indefinite. That's Chai Olam. And Chai Shoah is something that it doesn't look like it's, you know, so indefinite. We'll see some of the opinion that Chai Shoah means less than a year. Some say that it doesn't have to do with that. Well, Bez Hashem, when we get to analyze the concept of what Chai Shoah is, but L'chora, the Gemara tells us in Yuma that even Chai Shoah, you're in Mechal HaShabbos. So then, what? and that's l'chora contradictory to this Or HaChaim HaKadosh. It's contradictory to the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. I don't know if it's like Pei Dalet. It's in Lotzicha L'Chai Shah. So that's the big kasha that they ask. According to this, then if it's not, you know, if it's only Chai Shah, for sure you're not being Mechal as a Shabbos. Because Lemaisa, if he's not going to live till the next Shabbos, then it's not Shabbos as Harbeg. In other words, the Or HaChaim HaKadosh takes it very literally. And that's what the Mechas Chinuch said. Alam da nechad asked him. Yeah, he quotes the Gemara. Take a look. V'hu tamua, the mevur b'dvar v'dal chai sha'in mechalim as a Shabbos, u'b'shas d'ilon b'yuma sham. The Gemara says in Yuma. Mevur l'hed yigabi b'fachim. Right, the Gemara speaks about whether you could take the rubbish if the person is buried under the rubbish, under the stones. So you could unearth him to, you know, to hopefully save his life. Zulgmer says, isn't that obvious? Pshita, Zulgmer says, Lotzicha filu chai shah. Zulgmer says that even if it's just for chai shah, we're going to mechal Shabbos to remove the rubbish, to remove the stones, to save his life, even v'chai shah. So you see that you mechal Shabbos even v'chai shah? So how could the Or HaChaim HaKadosh say that that if it's not going to be Shabbos as Harbe, if he's not going to, it's only going to be a couple of more hours, a couple of more days, then so that's the question. Yeah, is he?
The Gemara quotes the first part of the pasuk, the Shamru, so it says Keshi Yishmo Shabbatos Harbe. But then when the Or HaChaim HaKadosh quotes it, he quotes it as if it's the La'asos. So is he saying that the Gemara was really talking about the second half of the pasuk?
Yeah, I mean, well, he's saying that, in other words, the Gedrash in the Gemara has to be fitting into the whole context of the pasuk, and since the context of the pasuk is lasos, so he quotes that part of the pasuk, but it's the same idea. I mean, he has to be able to get up and keep Shabbos.
There's no difference between Shmiras Shabbos and La'asos Shabbos.
Yeah, I don't think he's trying to make that. In other words, you're asking, because what Izzy's asking is, why did Or HaChaim HaKadosh even have to bring in the part of La'asos? Because he's saying that La'asos means he's going to get up and he's going to do it.
So the Gemara itself only says the word Kedesha Yishmor because it's working on the Shamru Neis.
Right. Yeah. You're right. I think it's more or less the same type of idea. And you can look it up. It's quoted here on the footnote here, page 3, on Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, this Gemara. So the Maskinen, back to page 7 on page on the fifth line. So the Maskinen Shmuel Rachel Idmar Mavur Del Inyan Pikuach Nefesh Einu Kain. Mashra Filu Malachad Araisa Gimel. Because one could have said that maybe in Ochanami, Maybe the Gemara was talking about Mefakim Malavas Agal. Maybe that's only an Issa Drabanan. Right? In other words, maybe there's no Malacha Daraisa perhaps in Mefakim Malavas Agal. You have to remove the rubbish. It's Muktzah, it's whatever. But maybe it's not a real Issa Daraisa. Maybe only in that case. But that would be a big Chiddush Halacha. That we would be saying based on that, that if it's only a Din. And then the Rabbanan, then we would, so if, since it's only the Rabbanan, we could be Michal Shabbos V'chai Shoah, but not in Issa D'Oraisa, which is definitely not what we normally think. We are normally under the impression that even if it's a question of Pikuach Nefesh, even though it's only a question of saving Chai Shoah, that would be permissible. And there he's saying that it's only Lassos as HaShabbos. You see, the Or HaChaim, you're right, Izzy. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh really didn't even quote the Drasha. Right? He was just... In other words, people always think that he was saying it based on the Drasha, but you're right. He was saying it based on the Lashon Lassos as HaShabbos. But not necessarily... Because it was not based on necessarily on the Kedei Sheyishmor Shabbos as Harbe. But on the lassos, you have to be able to get up and keep Shabbos and lassos as Shabbos. So this is a big question that So he wasn't really basing himself off the drasha so much. That's we always think he is, but not necessarily. So if you take a look, in the footnote here on page 6, so the bottom of the Shulei Hamincha. These are excellent notes that were made in this edition of the Minchas Chinuch. He says, "B'chai Shoah, Rabbeinu Nokech L'das Arachayim Ein Mechalim Shabbos Al Chai Shoah Avi Merodezeh Yichya B'Shabbos Mishum Mikol Mokom L'Shach Ba'atav Sheyishmer Shabbos Az Harbe." Dech Zut Zol Hama Yiv Devei Rechayim Shema Sh'omru B'mer Shem Chalim Al Chai Shoah Heinu Ovi Shekol Ponim Yisofik. He says maybe Chai Shoah in the Gemara that Yimchal Shabbos is that at least there's a chance that he'll reach the next Shabbos. But that's also a Chiddush. And then he says Ulam Yesh Kosher Shmudaz Arachayim Shabofen Sheyuchol Lishmor Al Yedze Miktsa Shabbos Zul Machmat Sal Solosu Mechalim Masa Shabbos. In other words, he says, no, in other words, if you can get him even on this Shabbos, there's still the rest of this Shabbos. So that's also... So what does it mean, Shevada le'agil Shabbos l'shomer? Haynu be'ovin she'ata in yochol l'kayim mitzvos v'ad she'isasku b'forso teisho ha'shabbos l'yochol l'kayim. Okay, we'll see who says that shortly. So that's the big question of is what's the pshat of this Or HaChaim HaKadosh? So let's take a look. So the various Mefarshim, I remember once I was in Barapak for Shabbos. It was Shabbos Parshas Bereishis. And Shabbos morning I davened in the Tells Minyan. The Tells Minyan on 16th Avenue. Right? Rabbi Feldman, you're aware of that Minyan, the Tells Minyan on 16th Avenue?
Yeah, absolutely.
And who was the Rav there?
I don't know the Rav's name also.
But the Rav who was there, he spoke a Dvar Halacha on Shabbos morning. because it was Parshas Brachos. So he was talking about Shemira Shabbos, and he said over this Or HaChaim HaKadosh. So he gave an answer, and for years I never saw anyone who has said this answer, but he gave an answer. And then this year, Rav Harfinus quotes, and then I found one of the Sfarim that says this answer. But again, the question is, if the Or HaChaim HaKadosh says you have to at least live to the next Shabbos, or else we're not going to be Bechal Shabbos. But the Gemara says for Chai Shah. So his answer, this Rav, the Rav that tells Minyan in Borough Park, said that that he thought maybe the answer is like this, that if you live till the next Shabbos, then Pikuach Nefesh is Chutra. And if you don't live Kadesh Yishmor Shabbos is Harbe, then it's Duchuya. That was the answer that he gave in Shul Shabbos morning. In the tells of the Rav of the Tells Minyan. That's what he said. So I always was thinking about this. This goes back a good 25 years that I was that Shabbos that I first. That was the first time I heard of this word of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh and the Kasha, and that was the teretz that he gave, and I never saw it inside. And then if Harfinus points out, take a look here in the Sefer Emek Yoshua Achron. On page 20 and 21, in one of the Haskamas to this Sefer, so he writes here, yeah, on page 22, Ode Kosovli, the second paragraph. Od kosovli ha'avrek Rav Yaakov Shlomo, Masha Shomim Pek Kotsho Shal Admor Miofstursa. The Ostursa, the Yashev Divre Arochai Makodosh Hatamua, Al Aposuk, Vishomu Dezol Shabbos, Asos Hashabos, Shekosov Shabshe Pikuach Nefesh, Edo Docher Shabbos, Rakbi Manu Yodim, Bibiro, Shazach Holy Yochel Akaim, Od Shabbos. Aval if ein yochol lichios od Shabbos acher ein mechalim as Shabbos, vugen neged gemara mefureshes. He says it's against the mefureshes gemara that rina sham lo tzricha dafir lo chayisha, that you mefakech hagal even lo chayisha means you mechal Shabbos even for a very small amount of extra life. V'chein nifsach b'shulchan aruch, v'tirit dal lachor yikshal kein gemara Shabbos tanya shem gamliel omer. Halal of Shabbos Achas, Kedei Sheikam Shabbos is Harbe. Ba'om al-Tarit says, Al-Khor Kashal, Eitha Tzach Mashvina Torah Zos, Kishagabi Shabbos, Biyuchud, Biposik, Vishomru. Halom Chol Mitzvah said, Din Kain, Da'in L'chad Dover, Shalom, Bibnei, Pekuach Nefesh. Why does the Gemara say it in the context of Shabbos? Chal Shabbos, Kedei Sheishmer Shabbos is Harbe. Why don't you just say Chal Shabbos so you could keep Tefillin? You can be able to put on tefillin. You'd be able to put on tzitzis. Why is it Chal Shabbos Kedei Sheyishmor Shabbos is Harbe? All mitzvahs. Ein lecha dover sha'omim b'nei pikuach nefesh b'pasuk b'chai. B'hem olam nechpala hazel Shabbos. Hold on. Because it's by everything. It's sha'pikuach nefesh docha Shabbos. Hachi yishlom b'dator himtzei lana dover chadosh b'shmir Shabbos. Sha'afo pi she'chil Shabbos yochol lasos ha'odei acherim. In other words, even though Chil Shabbos, you could do all Yidei Acherim, Hutra Melecha Shabbos Eitzel Zeh. Right? In other words, he doesn't have to get someone else to do it. Mitzvah Bo Yosha Mivishlucho. Chaber. Zehu Rak Im Zeh HaChol Yeh Yochol Acharka Lishmor Od Shabbos. Masha Ein Keim Im Lo Yochol Lishmor Acharka Od Shabbos. Hashavah Hu Lishar Mitzvah Sherak Dicho Yeh Eitzel Machmas V'chai Behem. So he says that, in other words, by Hutra we say it's totally mutter, and therefore you don't have to get someone else to do it, right? If you hold Hutra, you do it yourself, unless it's going to be detained. And Dechuya means we try to, you know, if you could get out of it, so get out of it. So that's what he wants to say. By Shar Mitzvahs, it's only the Chuya. The Chaim HaMeitzel. So it's do an Issa so you'll be able to live longer, you'll be able to keep put on tefillin on Sunday morning, you'll be able to shake lulav, you'll be able to. But the idea of Kadesh Yishmar Shabbosas Harbe, that makes it Hutra. So therefore, if the question of saving your life and he'll be able to keep another Shabbos, so then that's a wider heter. And therefore, even if there's you're able to get out of it, you should still do. You could still be mechal Shabbos. But if you're not able to be shmur Shabbos as harbe, you'll live till Sunday, Monday, so you'll be able to put on tefillin for two more days. But then that heter is only dechuya and not hutra. Shaz lo nichlal mitzvah achil b'zeh hachol machal zeh hapasuk v'sham ruvnei tzol v'zal Shabbos. Shabbos yehutra etzlo shalom hadir acher hetera. Any mitzvah, the matchina, memokum pikuach nefesh, machmas apostle v'chai b'hem. Right? If you push off anything to live, shas haShabbos u dechuya v'lo hutra. V'as kol mandi cholim mahadja ha'teir madrinim. So that's the this is the first time I saw it b'ksav of that teretz of that I told I heard in. So it's in the Hakhtama here, to this, one of the Haskamas, the officer, sir. He wrote Haskama. And then he quotes from the Pasuk, sir, this Teretz. It's still a bit Kiddush to say that because Pashas is it's Chayishah, so you're saving the life. But that's his Kiddush, that it's only if you're going to be you live to another Shabbos, so then it's Hutra. And then you have, again, no one can know for sure, but if it's a good chance he's going to live to another Shabbos, so then that's a bigger Heter. Then and the Gemara that says that you can be Mechal Shabbos v'chai Shah, that's only the Chuyah. Okay, that was the first answer that I told you when I was in that shul on Shabbos morning. That's what the Rav of the Tells Minyan he said over this or Chaim HaKadosh, he said over the Kasha, and he gave this Teretz. And then I never saw it. I was thinking about this. You know, I always. He was recalling that Teretz, and now for the first time I actually saw it inside, so I was very excited to see someone who printed it inside. Always osios machkimos, you know about me. And we have to see everything inside. So I finally saw an inner source for this. Rabbi Harari, you want to say something?
Yeah, I hear it, yeah. I hear the word.
Yeah, you hear the word.
Yeah.
Okay, so there are other achronim that speak about this kasha on the Archaim HaKadosh. So, and we're going to have another packet. You see, this discussion about whether he could live for the next Shabbos. And what about somebody who could live to the next Shabbos, but he's not going to keep Shabbos? So, you know, is that part? So I would have said again, it's not literal. I would have taken this whole drasha not to be so literal, not that you have to live to the next Shabbos, and not that you even have to be a Shomer Shabbos. It just means that you'll be able to theoretically do more. But there are the literalists that discuss first of all, what if he doesn't live to the next Shabbos, and then what if he's not a frum person? That he might live to the next Shabbos, but he's not planning to necessarily keep it. Would that change the halacha or not? So that's in a upcoming packet.
Simon, I think I remember Reichman once, he was giving a shiur maybe 8 years ago. He quoted a Rashi that all the Shabbosos are one big Kedusha. Like all the Shabbosos forever are like in space-time, they're all
one.
all one, right? So maybe that has some impact on this board, meaning meaning that they're all like one big unit through space-time of Shabbosos.
Right, therefore?
So therefore, you know, Mechal Shabbos, you take into account like all Shabbosos, not just right now. If it's right now, you're focusing on maybe the B'chai V'hem. If you want to utilize the Shabbosos, you have to take into account like all every Shabbos as a string of as a unit of all Shabbosos.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe. So let's take a look now in the Ohev Yisrael. Avram Yeshua Heschel Apta. So usually it's a Sefer in Drush, but here he discusses this Orachayim HaKadosh as well. So let's see what he says on page 9 in the bottom. V'sham B'vnei Salasabash Kosov Orachayim HaKadosh Zal Sheishno Begedo Amod Lassos Aval Gam Shurifusa Eilu Yo'ilu L'shos L'yonu Lo Yicholu Avaz HaShabbos. Right, there were many people that were upset with this Orachayim HaKadosh. Ugamkin negad hashas v'poskim, because it seems to be against the shas and poskim. She'omru afilu sofek nefashos dochas haShabbos. Even sofek nefashos and lo nitzchu alachai shah. And even if it's a question of chai shah with mechal Shabbos. So obviously, you know, we don't want to say that the Orachayim HaKadosh is saying something against the Gemara. So Nucha Loma B'Dech Efshesh HaKavonos Orachayim HaKadosh Hu Bofet Shabbos HaKadol Chol B'Shabbos La'is Erev. There was, what if at the end of Shabbos he's not feeling well? And the doctors estimate, based on his condition, that he could still live another day or two. If we would give him medicine, he would live a day or two. So, v'ochi yisasku b'shkikas hasamonim v'vishol harifus yechshak hayov v'yechol. So it's going to take time to, you know, the way medicine was done in the time of Chazal was they actually grinded up the herbs to make the medicine. So, say it's 10 minutes left in Shabbos, and they see that he's not well, he needs refuah, so they make the medicine for him now on Shabbos, the last 10 minutes. And it's going to, hopefully, he'll be able to live a day or two more. And as far as Shabbos, it's not going to have any effect, because we're at the last 10 minutes of Shabbos now. And it's going to take 10 minutes of malacha for him to prepare the medicine. And then they'll give it to him on Motzai Shabbos, and hopefully he'll live for a day or two longer. But B'yom HaShabbos Atzmo Lo Yil Klum, because he's not going to take the medicine on Shabbos, right? It's not, because it's going to take, we're holding by the last 10 minutes of Shabbos. In the last 10 minutes of Shabbos, he's making the medicine. Afilo tcha'achas. Hibonchi snaknu v'yachinu harifus yifna yom v'yachol. V'zah ofen mayri ha'orachayim ha'chadosh. V'omer sh'az ein b'chalim halavas ha'Shabbos. Kevin yechil Shabbos zeh lo yovol lidei shmir Shabbos afilo tcha'achas. He says, in this scenario, if it's 10 minutes left to Shabbos, now he's not feeling well, and it's something serious, so what do we do? So we grind the herbs. It'll take 10 minutes, say, to grind the herbs. And but he's doing it on Shabbos. But it's not going to help him for the Shabbos. Because even if he eats the herbs, it's only going to be after Shabbos. So v'ashas ha'poskim sh'omu sh'afil ha'chai yishah m'chalim ha'sa Shabbos efe sh'omayu davke v'ofen sh'achai yishah yeh b'Shabbos atzma. So he wants to say that maybe the Chai Shah has to be, it was in the middle of the day of Shabbos, so the rubbish fell on him, so now we're going to Mechal Shabbos for Chai Shah. But over there, at least he's going to be able, Lassus as HaShabbos, he'll be able to keep an extra hour on this Shabbos. So then we say that you should be Mechal Shabbos. Kedei Sheyishmor Shabbos as Harbei means every second of Shabbos is a Kedei Sheyishmor Shabbos as Harbei. Like Rabbi Harari was saying from Rabbi Reichman, all Shabbosim is all. So every second you're keeping Shabbos is Shabbos is Harbei. But in the scenario that it's the last 10 minutes of Shabbos, so then maybe, in other words, Shabbos is Harbei maybe doesn't, like maybe this was what Rabbi Harari was hinting to for Rabbi Reichman, that you maybe it doesn't have to mean that you'll live till the next week, because the Gemara says even Chai Shah. But maybe it means at least you should live a little bit more on Shabbos itself. Shabbos, every second of Shabbos, 10 seconds of Shabbos is Shabbos is Harbei. So there's no stira. Ah, the Gemara says, Mechalim Shabbos Mechai Shah. That's not Shabbos is Harbei. Yes, it is. Because every second of Shabbos is a different continuation of living through Shabbos. So maybe in that scenario, you could be the Mechai Shah. But what if the Chai Shah is not going to be on Shabbos? The Chai Shah, because he got sick in the last 10 minutes of Shabbos. And now it's going to take 10 minutes to make the herbs for him. And now he'll eat it, right, after Shabbos is over. And then it'll help him live an extra 2 days. But those are not Shabbos days. And it says, Chalel al Shabbos achas, kidei sheyishmor Shabbos es harbe. That he has to be able to yishmor Shabbos es harbe. So the Or Chaim, the Or of Israel says, maybe Shabbos es harbe means, but Abba the Gemara says Chai Olam is Chai Shah sufficient. The answer is, if you have Chai Shah on Shabbos, that's Shabbos is Harbe. But if the Chai Shah is only, you're going to make the medicine on Shabbos, you Mechal Shabbos and make the medicine, and then he's only going to live, you know, an extra 10 minutes after Shabbos, because Yochil Shabbos is not helping for Shabbos itself, because he lived till Shabbos after Shabbos on his own anyway. So that's a fascinating idea that the Or of Yisrael says the Gereshi Shemor Shabbos is Harbei could just mean he lives more on this Shabbos, because every second is Shabbos is Harbei. But in a Hanami, when he's not going to, your Chil Shabbos is not, this guy could live another 20 minutes. And we're at 10 minutes left to Shabbos. We would like him to live more. So in Mechal Shabbos, so he won't just live 20 minutes, he'll live half an hour. But we'll do a Malacha on Shabbos now to be Marach the 10 minutes after Shabbos. He would have lived till the end of Shabbos anyway. And now we're going to have him live another 10 minutes. So maybe that's so the Or of Yisrael says maybe that's not a permissible. It's only Sheyishim or Shabbos Harbe means you have to further his life even by seconds on Shabbos itself. Then you can be Mechal Shabbos. But it's only Sheyishim or Shabbos Harbe that he should keep extra Zman of Shabbos that not. I mean, as he says, it's only B'derech Efshar. It's So far we've seen the two explanations. We saw the explanation of what? Of in the Oftrusa, quoted in the Sefer Emek Yeshua Achron. And we saw the Or of Yisrael's. There are other Achronim that deal with this Or Chaim HaKadosh. So that's the other thing we've seen here. So now let's look in the Minchas Elazar, the Mukach Rebbe. So let's take a look on page 13. So if you take a look here on the Ran Vata, Chodesh Uri b'Sefer Ol Moed, Hevi b'Shem Rav Echad Shetam Echad Omad b'Fnei Hagon Hakodesh Mezbez Zechuso Yoger Aleinu Al Ov Yisrael Hanal. So they were discussing the Ov Yisrael that we just said. V'Omer Kapeirish Al Das Arachayim. So you want to say another Shal Ben Ches Shalokolo Lo Chodeshiv. The Vada Yoko Venu began to come last us as a Shabbos. For who the Dvar, Venashko Al Rosho, Vamar, Shim Yiskel had Pis Sifra or Israel, Shady, Sitsava Limchok, Mashakasu Sham, Kishinu the Chukihi. So, what is he saying over here? Because we know Bizman Chazal. That they were people, if they lived a full pregnancy, 9-month pregnancy, then that was considered a vibrant baby. And if it lived 7 months, that was also considered vibrant. But an 8-month baby really is a baby that really needs to live 9 months and didn't make it, so it's not going to live too long. It's either be a stillborn or, something like that. So, a 7-month baby could live, Bismar Chazal, and a 9-month baby could live, but not an 8-month baby. So he says, unless there was a... Unless he lives till 30 days, 30, more than 30 days, then he proved himself that he's not, that he's viable. But a Ben Ches Shelo Kol Lo Chadashav, he only had an 8-month pregnancy. He didn't have Kamim Yichya Od Shabbos Echad Ein Mechal Vemasas Shabbos Kevin Sheinu Bar Kayama. So he's not a Bar Kayama. So maybe we don't Mechal Shabbos for him. Umaze Shekase Bar Chaim Makorosh Aval Misha Vaday Lo Yokum. Ulo yagiel the Shabbos, hazeu gamim yagiel the Eizah Shabbosos. Page 14. Okay, kol zeh neifel hu umazeh tolo im yagiel the Shabbos. There was either way he's a neifel. If he's not viable. So what's the pshat here? So beforehand, he has a whole discussion about those different limudim in the Gemara about where you learn out pikuach nefesh from. Yeah, so he says that the Archaim HaKadosh is talking about a case of a Nefel. He's a Ben Ches. So he's not going to live too long. And he thinks that that's what the Archaim HaKadosh was talking about. Not, in other words, the Or of Yisrael was gave a case that he was dying towards the end of Shabbos. He just thought it means that he's a Nefel, basically. So therefore, he's saying that he's not a viable child, and therefore you're not mechal lovers of Shabbos. He thought that would be the better pshat. Okay, but there's more terutzim here, but we're running out of time here. I don't want to rush it. So Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up. But the kasha is something to think about. You could say, I was thinking about, if you hold a chai shah means a year, that you have to live anything less than a year, so it could be, you could say very simply, you could live 10 months, and that's still chai shah, but you still mean mechalav as a Shabbos, because the ma'aseh there was Shabbos as harbe. But in the Chanami, if you don't live, in other words, it's not necessarily a contradiction to the Gemara that you mechal Shabbos v'chai shah, because chai shah doesn't necessarily only have to mean that he could live an extra 5 minutes. Because the Rav Shlomo Kluger learns that Chai Shah means that you're going to live, but not for a year. That's what Chai Shah is. This is a big shayla, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to have in the future packet about, you know, if you give some, two people come to the hospital and they need a respirator. And one is only going to live Chai Shah, and the other one could live potentially indefinitely. Do you say, well, give the person who we have the best investment with, the guy who potentially could get high olam, or do we say no? That's not an option. Or do we say whoever walked in first? It's a whole discussion of how halacha deems the obligation of atzalas lefashos. I told you there was a Talmud of mine was giving a liver away, part of his liver. And it was a question of who should get the kedima. There were different people who needed it, and there was a question of who should get the kedima. You know, and that's I would never. That's the hardest shaila I ever got in my life. You know, you got a lot of different shailas, but to be the person who's going to tell him give it to him and not to him, that I didn't want to take achray. So, Be'ez Hashem, when we see those sugyas more, we'll see how do you deal with the kedima, who gets kedima for hatzalas nefashos. But this Archaim HaKadosh is the famous Archaim HaKadosh that you only mechal Shabbos for Chai Olam, not for Chai Shah. And we said, and we saw the Astoso says that no, you mechal Shabbos even Chai Shah, it's a Gemara. It's just, but it's only be Dechuyev. And then we saw the other Pshat of Lord Yisrael that he was living to the last minute, and Chai Shah could mean also that but it has to be Chai Shah on Shabbos itself. So then you can say Shabbos is Harbin. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, it's something to think about, this Chaim HaKadosh. But I was thinking, as I was giving the Shia, that if Chai Shah means a year, so then in the Hanami, up to a year, it's Chai Shah, and then you can be Mechaim Shabbos is Harbin. But maybe if it's just 5 minutes and it's not Shabbos is Harbin, then maybe not. But we normally don't assume that way. But it's not necessarily a steer to the Gemara, because you can interpret the Gemara to mean, like the Rav Shlomo Kluger's Chai Shah. That means anybody who's going to live less than a year, even if he lives 9 months, that's just also Chai Shah. Okay, let me say hello to everyone. Rav Ezra Hagler, how are you? Okay, Izzy Muller, how's everything? Okay, Rav Ezra Hess. How is the Bechina? Mikvos.
Very good. Thank you for your...
Okay, Rabbi Danny Liu, Dr.
Yeah,
Levy,
how are you?
Okay, Rabbi Harari, Asher Schadenbrook, and Danny Liu. Here's Rabbi Yitzchak Carroll. Okay, and Rabbi Nathan Bauer. How are you? Okay, Izzy Muller. Okay, so we got everyone. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue in this packet trying to understand the Or HaKadosh. Okay, have a good day to all.
Thank you.